What is meant by cumulative causes? There is a range of cases which deal with illness and injury in which there is a range of possible causes. In these cases, the claimant is unable to establish which one of separate, unconnected factors caused his damage, or, alternatively, to what extent connected causes may have accumulated to bring about his harm. McGeehan National Coal Board was an employer's liability case brought by a worker who sustained a skin disease caused by contact with brick dust after years of working in a brick kiln. The admitted negligence of his employers lay in the fact that they failed to provide adequate washing facilities at the end of the working day, so that the claimant had to cycle home covered in brick dust before he could wash it off. He alleged, but was unable to prove, that it was this extended exposure at the end of the day which had caused his disease. The case for the defendants was that because his job involved exposure to brick dust all day long, it was more likely than not that his disease had been caused by innocent rather than wrongful exposure. Lord Wilberforce spoke for a unanimous House of Lords in finding for the claimant, despite a recognition that an evidential gap existed. However, in the case of Wiltshire and Essex Area Health Authority in 1988, there were five separate possible factors, only one of which actually caused the damage. The claimant had been given excess oxygen due to the negligence of the hospital where he had been born prematurely. He was later found to be suffering from blindness. One cause of blindness in premature babies is excess oxygen. However, there are four other potential causes, all of which were present in his case. At the trial, the claimant was unable to prove on a balance of probabilities that the excess oxygen had been the cause of his blindness. Both the trial judge and the Court of Appeal applied McGee, enabling the claimant to succeed, despite his inability to close the evidential gap. However, the House of Lords distinguished McGee. In that case, there had been two possible causes of the worker's skin disease, and in Wiltshire, the boy's blindness was one of five possible causes.